Amen.
Back again. You enjoy the children? Did you enjoy the children?
Yes.
That's a miserable yes. So he's all fall asleep up there. Did you enjoy the children?
Yes.
That's a miserable one too. Did you enjoy the children?
Yes.
Oh, that's a bit better. Yeah. How could you miss wee Trevor, brother? I was watching wee Trevor at the back there this morning, and he took conducting to a new height. You never seen anything like it. But whatever he was doing, it was good, for it really worked on the children. It's been great to have been here. I've enjoyed you boys and girls, and you bigger ones as well. It's been a really, really good day. I've enjoyed it thoroughly, and I always look forward to the children's days every year. And you know, up around here is a nice area I always like, Korean. I come up here for years, maybe 12 years on the trot for my holidays. And I always like the Port Stewart, Port Rush, Korean area. I think it's known as the Triangle, if my memory would serve me right. So it's good to be back again tonight. And we're going to bring the final word to the meeting. And boys and girls, I want to say this. See, this morning, you were excellent. You were that good that I'm not even going to keep an eye on you today. I'm going to keep an eye on the upper loft under, just to keep a wee eye under, to make sure they don't misbehave. Okay. But we want to tell you a story. We told a story this morning. What do you call the boy who was in the story this morning? I'm going to ask the wee girl in the yellow band on her head. Noah. What did he build? Over here. Yes, Pat. An ark. What did he build the ark for? Yes, son. Aye, they'd be saved from the judgment. Isn't that right? Where did God tell him to put the window? We girl in the red. On the roof. Many doors was in the ark. Yes, son. One. Yeah. How did Noah know when it was time to go into the ark? Yes. Good girl. When God told him. I thought, we're listening all right, brother, weren't they? Huh? Hallelujah. Right, sit up, fold your arms, look there front. We want to tell the story tonight. It's about a different man. But he lived in the Bible times. A wee bit. Well, he lived about 2,000 years ago or thereabouts. Wasn't far away from the time that our Lord Jesus Christ walked this earth. And that's the boy's name there. Anybody called Philip? Who's called Philip in the meeting? Boy's not a... Is there any? Not a one. Any Philips up there? Now they're all shy maybe to put their hand up. Yeah, we're going to talk about this boy here tonight. And boys and girls, there was a time in Philip's life when he heard the message of the gospel. And after hearing the message, boys and girls, of the gospel, he come to realize that he was not ready for heaven. And that there was a way made for him to prepare for heaven. And that was through the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved him and who died for him. And one day, somewhere, Philip came and trusted in the Lord. And asked the Lord into his heart as his own and personal Savior. And boys and girls, from that day on, you know, he began to walk and to talk with the Lord. He became a new person. And that's what happened when you get saved. When Paul was writing to the church at Corinth, he said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, and all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new." And this boy was changed. He didn't turn over a new leaf. His heart was changed from within. And he began to walk and to talk with the Lord. And boys and girls, as he walked and talked with the Lord, in the day in which he lived, there was a boy lived not too far away from him. And this boy didn't know the Lord. And his name was called Saul. And he one day stood at a place of execution. And he looked at a boy. This man also was a friend of Philip's. And because Philip took a stand for the Lord, Do you know what they did with him? Because Stephen took a stand for the Lord, you know what they did with him? They took him out to a place and they stoned him to death. Stoned him. And this was Philip's friend. And then this boy Saul, he was standing looking on. And they took off their coats and they laid their coats as they stoned him at this boy Saul's feet. And the Bible says that he was agreeable with this. He wanted this to happen. And then he went further. He began, boys and girls, to persecute the Christians as well. And he gave them a hard time. And he would have beat them. And he would have taken them captive. And he would have tortured them. And tried to get them to turn away from what they believed. That's the kind of a boy he was. And because of the persecution, boys and girls broke out. Listen. Do you see Philip? He had to go to this city here. A place called Samaria. And he didn't go there to hide. But he was fleeing for his life. And he came down to this place called Samaria. And when he came down to Samaria, the people came out to meet him. Now he hadn't a big crowd with him. He was only on his own. And here he's coming into the city of Samaria. And as he sits down amongst the people, he begins to preach to them. And he warns these people that they're sinners in the sight of God. And if they die in their sin, they'll never be able to be in heaven. And these people, they listened attentively. They weren't talking or mucking around. They were listening. And as they listened to this boy preach, listen, conviction gripped their heart. They realized that they were sinners and that Jesus Christ loved them and died for them. And you know what they did? The whole city turned to the Lord. And they began to fall on their knees and they cried unto the Lord to save them. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that means you as well as him and them. And boys and girls, a mighty revival broke out. And hundreds of people were swept into the kingdom of God, into the family of God, and there was great joy in the city. And Philip became their spiritual father, and he encouraged them, and he sought to teach them in the ways of the Lord. But one day, boys and girls, as he was carrying out his duty, something happened. I don't know where actually this angel appeared. But this angel was sent from God. And this angel came from heaven right to where this boy Philip was. In Samaria. And he says, Philip, I have a wee message from the Lord. I want you to arise and go toward the south. I want you to leave this place. I want you to stay here. I want you to head towards the south. Now, he didn't tell him what he wanted him to do. He didn't tell him whom he was going to meet. He just says, I want you to go. That was a hard thing. I had a decision now to make. Lord's calling. What am I going to do? Maybe the Lord's speaking to your heart about your need of a Savior. He's calling you, boys and girls. He knows you need to be saved. What are you going to do with Jesus tonight? And this man had a decision to make. And the Bible says he went. And while he was on his road, boys and girls, there was also another man. This boy is known in the story as the Ethiopian eunuch. And he had come from miles away. And he had come down to Jerusalem for the worship. And he had now been down for a time and had now picked up a portion of God's word. And you were reading that portion tonight. You've been reading the same portion tonight in this meeting as this boy has got in his hand. Isaiah chapter 53. And as he was on his road back, he was sitting in his chariot and Philip was coming over the hill. And listen, the Lord spoke to him the second time. And it says, Philip, I want you to go and speak to that boy. Philip, I want you to go to that chariot. And this boy, boys and girls, he was a good man. He was a religious man. He was one who worshipped, one who attended his place of worship. He was one who read the Bible and most likely said his prayers. But listen, boys and girls, God knew that he had a problem in his heart. He knew that he wasn't right for heaven. He knew that if that boy was to die that day, even going home from the temple, that he would have been lost in hell forever. But listen, boys and girls, my Bible tells me that God's not willing that any should perish, but that all might come to a knowledge of the truth. And therefore God spoke to Philip. He says, Philip, I want you to go to that boy, for he needs to hear the way of salvation. And when Philip got to him, listen, boys and girls, the Bible says that Philip ran to him, and when he drew near, do you know what he heard him read? He heard him read Isaiah chapter 53, speaking about the Christ of the cross. Christ being led as a lamb to the slaughter, and yet he opened not his mouth. Some wee boys and girls were reading that tonight. And this boy was reading about the crucifixion. This boy was reading about the substitutionary work of the cross, which was to take place 7,800 years later. And yet as he read the scriptures, as he was at the very cross, reading about the prophecy of Christ, listen, boys and girls, he couldn't understand what it meant. He couldn't take it in what it meant. Do you know why he couldn't understand? Because the God of this world, the old devil himself, hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine in unto him. You see, boys and girls, the devil did not want this man to become a Christian. The devil did not want this man to get saved. The devil wanted, one day, I'll take that boy to hell with me. And boys and girls, listen, the devil doesn't want you to be saved tonight either. And he's seeking to hinder you and to blind your mind, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine in. But listen, the Lord loves you. And God has brought you to the meeting tonight. He's brought me to minister the word, to make known to you the way of salvation. And as he drew near to this boy in the chariot, the Bible says that he heard him read the prophet Isaiah. And then he asked him a question. He said, sir, do you understand what you're reading? And the boy looked at him and he said, how can I accept some man should guide me? And he says to Philip, hey, come on up into the chariot. And boys and girls, as he was sitting in the chariot, he warned this man of how he needed to be saved. He explained to this man the truths that he did not know, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death. And he explained to the man, listen, if you die in the way that you live, you'll be lost. And he explained how it was Christ that the prophet spoke of. How Christ had to come and to suffer and to die and to shed his blood. And that whosoever trusteth or believeth in him can know cleansing by the blood of the Lamb. And be sure of a heavenly home. And as this boy listened, he was astonished at this. He'd never heard it before. And the light began to dawn on his soul. And then he asked a question. He says, Philip, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip says, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. And this old eunuch, listen, he came to realize that I am a sinner. I'm not ready for heaven. He came to a point when he was willing to repent of sin. Let's turn away and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. And there along an old dusty road, he received Jesus into his heart. as his own and personal Saviour. And boys and girls, do you see when he did this? Then, after his confession, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then, he entered into the waters of baptism. And this act of baptism, boys and girls, is an outward show that I'm a Christian and belong to the Lord. And Philip baptized him. And when he came up out of the water, listen, the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more on earth. And Philip went to a place called Azotus and kept preaching the word. But do you see the eunuch? He got out of the water. He got dried, a different man, saved now by the grace of God. And he pulled on his clothes. He got into his chariot. And he headed back to Ethiopia. And you know what the Bible tells me? He went home rejoicing. Rejoicing now that I am ready for heaven and for home. I wonder tonight, is there a wee boy or a wee girl and you're not ready? You haven't prepared yet. You haven't asked the Lord Jesus into your heart. But listen, you can do it tonight, right now. And you can go out of that door and out the door into the car park, into your car and out the road home. Listen, rejoicing, knowing I'm now saved and all is well with my soul. Now listen, that's your decision. What you do just now with Jesus will determine one day what Jesus will do with you. And if you receive him into your heart, when you come to die, he'll receive you into his home. And you can be sure of heaven. And boys and girls, listen. Though the eunuch never seen Philip again on earth, listen, he's seen him in heaven, for they're both in heaven tonight. You might never see me again on earth. I might never see you again on earth. But I wonder, will I see you in heaven? You come tonight, receive the Lord Jesus into your life as your own and personal Savior, and leave the meeting rejoicing in your sins washed in the blood of the Lamb. If I can help you tonight, feel free to come and talk to us. Don't be a bit afraid to do that. Come and make your peace with God for Jesus' sake. All heads bowed, all eyes closed. Loving Father, we once again this evening thank Thee for the listening ear of the children. We thank Thee for their taking part in this special children's evening service again this night. And we pray that You'll bless Your word till each and every one of their hearts, and that even we boys and we girls tonight might come and put their faith and their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and leave the meeting tonight rejoicing, knowing that all is well with their soul. Hear and answer prayer. For Father, we ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen.